I mean, the first drive, I think we started on the 5. Didn't touch the ball a whole lot. You know, our defense scored, and then I think penalties. You know, you look at those and just kind of set us behind.
How much drops do you feel they're an issue right now?
Not really. I mean, I thought we were pretty clean out there tonight.
It didn't seem like a lot of balls going downfield. Was that something the defense was doing, or was that just the play calls?
I think it was a little bit more of the game plan tonight.
With the way the defense is playing, what does that do for you?
I mean, it helps us out tremendously. Obviously, with those guys creating the turnovers that they are, you know, scoring points, you know, it's awesome when you know that they have your back like that.
Sam, when you're playing these guys the third week of the season, was there really concerted effort not to put a lot into the offense?
Yeah. I mean, I think we were pretty vanilla tonight. I think they were pretty vanilla on defense, too, when we were in there. But, yeah, we really didn't do a whole lot that was very fancy tonight.
Is that tough from some standpoint because you only have a certain amount of reps you're going to get in the preseason, and to have the second most you're probably going to play against a team where you have to go vanilla? Is that difficult at all?
Not really. You know, I think for me, you know, talking to the guys, you know, I think I just wanted to see our communication at the line of scrimmage. I wanted to see our tempo in and out of the huddle. I thought those were both really good tonight, and I think it was more about that than it was, you know, coming out and being flashy and doing that. But, you know, with that being said, you know, you would like to score points more than we did tonight.
You talked about getting into a flow, getting into a rhythm. You feel like you can do that tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
12 of 16 is not a lot of yards. Is that just the style of the passes today?
I think so.
How the line obviously changed in front of you? You don't have to look at it, but how did it look to you?
I thought those guys did a great job tonight. I mean, I barely got touched. You know, the one time it was on a naked, but other than that, I thought they kept the pocket really clean tonight.
On Tuesday, you expressed that you wanted to get to the huddle quickly, to get out of the huddle quickly, get the line. How did that part go as a receiver part?
Yeah, I thought it was great tonight. You know, I think we consistently got to the line with more than 20 seconds left on the play clock, which is huge, you know, especially, you know, when you get into, you know, the regular season where we probably will have more checks, more kills, where we need that time to figure out what play we want to get into. So, you know, from the procedural standpoint, I thought the tempo in and out of the huddle tonight was really good.
And there was one play there where it was a fake end around and you completed the pass. It looked like you made an adjustment at the line. Is that accurate? Did you do that?
No, I mean, that play was packaged with something else, and, you know, we ended up getting the coverage that we wanted for that play. So we just kept it on. I thought they played well tonight. You know, I'll have to go back and look at the tape and really look at the details of everything. But for the most part, I thought, you know, those guys did a good job. You know, Nelson made a great catch on the in route in the 2-minute. It was a tough grab, and, you know, it was nice to see him make that play.
There were a few drops that appeared too. And you see this as something that is ongoing. You know, we all know what happened last year with a lot of drops. Or do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just part of the process. I mean, obviously, it's still early. You know, I really thought they were pretty clean tonight. I mean, I don't know how many drops there were, but it didn't seem like there were that many tonight. So I thought those guys did a really good job tonight.
Sam, sorry if you were asking this earlier, but, you know, by playing the whole first half, I mean, that was obviously unexpected, but, I mean, the fact that you guys only had, like, 3 or 4 plays.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was more just play numbers. I mean, you look at it and I think midway through the second quarter, we had still only run 15 plays, and I think we were trying to get, you know, at least 20 to 25. So I think that's part of the reason.
So was like two more guys on, like, you know, the last point. You guys got the turnover with, like, 35 seconds left to run, like, the 2-minute offense and get, you know, field position at least?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously it was a great situation to be in. Obviously, to go down and get points with only 30 seconds left on the clock was nice. You know, it's something that you can try to practice, but to actually be put in a game situation and to have to go down there and get points, you know, at the end of the half on a short field, you know, it was nice to finish that.
Sam, you had a lot of third and longs, and it seemed like in this place you had a table given to you on your knees.
Yeah.
But is there also, are you not seeing guys, are there not guys getting open deeper in the situation, or is this guy take what's given to you because it's third and absurdly long?
Yeah, when it's third and long, I mean, a good defense isn't going to let guys get open down the field. They're going to make you check the ball down, and they're going to rally, and they're going to tackle. And I think, you know, when you're in third and long, the problem is not third down. It's first and second down where we've set ourselves back. And so, at that point, if something presents itself downfield, you take it. But for the most part, you know, you've got to play the field position game and just take what's there.